Are you distracting your audience with your body language? Hello, this is Karma Spence, author of the award-winning and Kindle best-selling book, Public Speaking Superpowers. Today I'm going to talk about how to lose the distracting body movements when giving a speech. This episode of the podcast has a video component because I want to show you the distracting body movements. Your body movement during your presentation has the ability to strengthen the impact of your message, or it can be a serious distraction. One of your goals as a speaker is to look so natural with your movements and with what you have to say that no one even notices that you are using intonation and inflection or body movement as a means of emphasizing the points of your speech. So what kind of mannerisms are distracting? Swaying to and fro, hanging on to, dare I say clutching, the podium or the lectern, finger tapping, licking your lips or biting your lips, fidgeting with clothes, pockets, or jewelry, frowning, fussing with your hair, bobbing your head, and flailing your arms about at inappropriate times. The movements you make during your speech should be planned, or at least controlled. Any movement that is not planned could potentially distract the audience from your point. Many of the mannerisms I mentioned stem from being nervous, and you may not know that you are doing them. Either way, you'll need to minimize and eliminate as many of these movements as possible. After this short commercial break, I'll share with you some tips to help you out. If public speakers were superheroes, what would their superpowers be? They could be passion, authenticity, voice, and more. And what's even better? You can have them too. You may ask, who, me? Yes, you. Order your copy of Public Speaking Superpowers on Amazon today. Find out more at publicspeakingsuperpowers.com. And now back to the podcast. 1. Make a video recording of yourself. Do you even know that you're making these movements? Probably not. A video will help you identify which distracting movements you'll need to work on eliminating. 2. Review the video recording for times where you make distracting movements. Make a list of the mannerisms you have and thoughtfully practice your speech without them. Re-record yourself and keep reviewing and re-recording until you are satisfied that all the distracting body language is gone. 3. Work on feeling comfortable with delivering your speech. You should feel natural as you speak about your topic. You should feel like you are sharing information with a longtime friend. This will come when you've spent many hours practicing, reworking, and revising your speech. This will also come because you speak from your heart and let others know the way you feel about your subject. 4. Work on eliminating nervousness when delivering your speech. This will come as you get more familiar with your material. This will also come as you take the time to focus on delivering your message instead of focusing on the feelings of fear and anxiety. 5. Review your video recordings for places in your speech that you need to add body movements. Sometimes, body movements can make a presentation more interesting. Let your movements show the way you feel. These movements should be natural and can work in your favor as you emphasize specific points in your presentation. Consider this when deciding which body movements to incorporate into your speech. Body movements should look natural. You can use facial expressions and make eye contact with your audience for maximum effect. Every moment should be planned during your presentation. You can easily lose your audience with distracting movements because your audience's focus and attention will be turned to these movements instead of what you're actually saying.